This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Raquel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the nationwide Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maa campaign from Dhar in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the country's largest Pradhan Mantri Mega Integrated Textile Region and Apparel PM Mitra Park in the village of Bhinsola in the district. He also transferred financial assistance to over 15 lakh women under the Matri Vandana Yojana. Addressing people on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan is dedicated to mothers and sisters and it is for their bright future. He said, the government's aim is that not a single woman should fall prey to illness due to lack of information or resources.
स्वस्थ नारी सशक्त परिवार ये अभियान माताओं बहनों को समर्पित है उन्हीं के उज्जवल भविष्य के लिए है हमारा मकसद है एक भी महिला जानकारी या संसाधनों के अभाव में गंभीर बीमारी का शिकार न हो इन स्वास्थ्य कैंपों में इन सारी जांचों के लिए आपको एक नया पैसा नहीं देना पड़ेगा जांच भी मुफ्त होगी दवाई भी मुफ्त होगी
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the two-day National Conference Manthan 2025 in New Delhi today. The conference is being organised by the Directorate General of Defence Estates on the central theme of the strategic roadmap to Viksit Bharat at 2047. It will focus on the evolving role of the Defence Estates Department in reimagining defence land management, leveraging advanced digital tools and technologies and strengthening governance frameworks and sustainability. The meet will feature a series of insightful sessions and lectures by senior government officials and domain experts on topics crucial to the future of land management in the defence sector. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will hold meetings today in Rohtas, Begusarai and other districts of Bihar with the party office bearers. He arrived in Patna last evening. At the airport, he was welcomed by Union Minister of State for Home Nitya Anand Rai, BJP State President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal, Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha and several senior leaders. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district. An encounter took place yesterday after security forces received intelligence inputs about the presence of a large number of Maoists in the southwestern part of the district, following which a search operation was launched. So far, the bodies of two Maoists have been recovered from the site. Department of Posts and the Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, BSNL, have signed an MOU in New Delhi to expand the mobile connectivity of BSNL across the country. The MOU signed yesterday aims to bridge the digital divide, empower rural households with mobile services, and advance the broader goals of Digital India for financial inclusion and socio-economic development. In the United States, multiple law enforcement officers were injured in a shooting incident last evening in rural central Pennsylvania, with at least two rushed to the hospital. In Asia Teacup cricket, Afghanistan will take on Sri Lanka in a crucial Group B match in Abu Dhabi, UAE today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian time. Afghanistan absolutely have to win in order to make it to the Super Four. Yesterday, Pakistan defeated host United Arab Emirates by 41 runs in their Group A match. The match began after a one-hour rain delay. With this win, Pakistan advanced to Super Four stage alongside India, while the UAE exit the tournament. India's star javelin thrower and defending champion Neeraj Chopra has qualified for the World Athletics Championship 2025 final yesterday with his first attempt of 84.85 meters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.